This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Thing for us to understand that preparing for Ramadan is that we cut down on the foods before Ramadan. Cut down on foods, cut down on eating, cut down on the amount that you eat, cut down on habits that you have. Let's say, for example, you have teas, right? Some people get headaches in the beginning of Ramadan. Some people suffer every Ramadan. First 3-4 days, headaches. Why? Because they cut down on the teas. Why are you addicted to so much tea and coffee anyway in the first place? Why on earth have you got yourself in the habit? Some people, it's like, oh my God, I've got to have this in a pan or some, have this chewing gum, or have this other thing that you've got. Cut all of that out. I mean, you should cut that out from your life anyway. You shouldn't have anything that makes you so addicted to it that you can't live without it. But cut on that before Ramadan comes. It makes you feel better. If you can get into a habit, because in Ramadan we're going to be eating within a window slot of 4 to 5 hours. If from now you can get yourself prepared for that, it's even better. So you fast some days in Shaban. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast half of Shaban. Okay? He used to fast half of Shaban. So if you want to get yourself into that habit, then get yourself into the habit of fasting from now. If not, at least get into the habit of restricting the number of hours you're eating in, because then the body gets used to, you know, it'll make your life a little bit easier to have that. Now, long term, we want to keep up this habit. You know, the habit of eating a little less and eating every day less, and your body gets used to it, subhanAllah, there couldn't be anything better. Because you don't have, you know, you don't have the cravings people have. You don't get, you know, you're not traveling or moving along somewhere, or in your own house, you have to snack. This whole thing about snacking is a very new thing to the human generation. In fact, we only snack in the West. People don't snack in the East a lot because they don't have the money to have the snacks, okay? So we only do it in the West. And when we snack, you're just snacking for no reason, really. You don't need that extra snacks. To have a gap of 6 hours or have a gap of a few hours without food is really good for the body. It's really good for the body, because then the fat that's stored in your body starts to get eaten up. Do you know that we've got a lot of fat in our body, especially in our stomachs and so on? And to have long periods of hunger actually eats into that fat and it breaks it down. So it's a lot healthy, a lot good, you know, a lot better for us. And you feel a lot more energetic, a lot more sharp when you're eating less, and when you're not eating, you know, especially when you're not eating the junk foods or the fried foods or the unhealthy foods. If you cut out that stuff from your life, you feel a lot better. It's better for your health long term. You know, you cut down on your sugars, you cut down on things that turn into sugar. Like, for example, rice. When you have rice, it turns into sugar in your stomach after a while. Your bread, your chapatis, your naans, all those bread that you're having, it turns into sugar afterwards. So therefore, you know, if you can cut down on that. I know a lot of us habitually, because of our culture, we are accustomed to certain foods. But God did not send us a Moses tablet to the Torah, to the earth, and say, you better eat. Thou shalt eat 3 times a day rice. Thou shalt eat 2 times a day, you know. There's no such thing that's come to us that you must follow your culture. You can change your food habit. You can change your cycle. You can change it to different foods, healthy foods. And you can change to having less food. In fact, you know the plate size that we have. You can start off by changing the size of the plate. The bigger the plate, like it's a thing that your mind tricks you in. Your mind says to you that I've got to have one plate of food. So now if you have a big plate, you're going to end up having that big plate. But if you just cut down on the size of the plate, you'll eat less. If you cut it down again, you'll eat less. And some people think, no, I've got to have food 2 or 3 plates full. That's because you made yourself a habit. If you make yourself from 3 plates of food to 2, then slowly you move it to 1, you'll get used to it. You'll be fine. The amount that you cut down on, you'll be a lot, you know, you'll feel a lot better. And soon, you won't even realize that you ate less. Now, those of us who can, you know, slowly control this, please do this for long-term health benefits. Long-term, your mind, your concentration, your energy levels will be a lot better. Because one thing that we tell ourselves, you eat more, you got more energy. That's not the truth about it. You eat healthy, you've got more energy. You can eat a lot of foods that are not healthy, you might not be that energetic. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq for this.
La ilaha illallah.